We hear often about the, quote, people on the front lines of the coronavirus right now, and that really includes a lot of different people doing a lot of different things. This is Lisa Berry, and of course, doctors and nurses and all medical personnel are putting themselves on the front lines with those infected with the virus, and it's difficult not to be concerned. There's a Michigan Medicine emergency room nurse. Her name is Christy Lyon, and she's busy right now helping in the healing process. So we're joined now by her mother, Cindy Lyon, who may not physically be in the ER with her daughter, but I'm guessing emotionally you're right by her side?
Yes. Every single minute that she's in that ER, I'm thinking about her, along with my husband and her brother. Yes.
Tell us about your daughter, Christy.
Christy is 25 years old. She's worked at U of M ER for a little over 2 years now. She graduated from Madonna and got right into the ER. It was not something she was interested to start with, but they came to her. So we said to her, this is probably a sign. And I don't think she's regretted it one bit. It's been a great experience, but I don't think she was anticipating that this kind of experience would be in her way.
I don't think you can be pretty much more on the front lines than being an ER nurse right now. And here she is at Michigan Medicine. Has she been able to talk to you about what it's been like for her in that position?
Yes. It started out when this all first started. She didn't seem to think a lot of it. It wasn't a big deal. And every week and now every month, I think she gets a little more scared, a little more scared. And you know, she's at a great place. And I think as of right now, or as of last night, they have the equipment they need, but that's going to be changing. She said they are getting more and more and more patients daily. They're getting patients from other hospitals. And she's been in the COVID area every shift she's had over the last 2 weeks.
So as a mother of a young woman who's on the front lines, as they say, in the medical world, how are you coping with this? How are you doing?
You know, we just do a lot of praying, and I talk to her every single night when she works 7 a.m, 7 p.m, and we FaceTime every single night after a shift. I actually just talked to her this morning. She's off today, and she kind of fills me in, and she's exhausted. I think she feels like she's got what she needs right now, and but she is getting nervous and worried. So we just do a lot of praying. We talk to her every day. Obviously, we can't see her because she's exposed every time she's in there. But I just worry all the time and pray that it's all going to be okay.
I've been doing a lot of interviews and talking about this quite a bit here on WEMU, and I definitely do not want to alarm anyone. I want to inform people and connect them with the emotions of what is going on. Have you seen the grids and the graphs and the projections of where this is going, though, at this point?
Yes. Yes, I have. And Chrissy actually said to me the other day, the head nurse there, he showed them a graph of when it's supposed to peak, when they're thinking it's going to peak. And I'm sure that changes daily. But as of a couple of days ago, it was supposed to peak on May 9th, which just happens to be Christy's birthday. Okay. So she thought that was interesting. But again, I think that those peaks are changing every day. But that's what he said a couple of days ago.
So as a mother of a Michigan Medicine ER nurse, I understand that you're also like helping make something for the staff there.
Yes, I am making scrub caps right now, and they don't need them. I don't think they're out of them, but I think a lot of the girls and a lot of the girls and guys' parents are just preparing for when maybe that won't be the case. So I've been making scrub caps. I ordered material online, and I'm downstairs with my sewing machine making scrub caps. It makes me feel a little bit useful, makes me feel like I'm helping in some way.
I've heard we can also send food up to ER rooms or other departments of the hospital. Has she said that's happening?
She has not said that, but I just got a phone call this morning from an old acquaintance through the high school that she's buying Girl Scout cookies, just as many as she can find. And from a friend of a friend, she had heard that Christy works at U of M and she had not been there yet. So she's actually dropping Girl Scout cookies off to my house today. Christy's going to come over, not going to come inside. We're going to look at her through the window, and she's going to pick up the scrub caps I've made and the Girl Scout cookies, and she'll take them in when she works again. Just another way that somebody is, you know, doing something to help.
And you feel like you're doing something to help as well.
Well, I hope. I hope making a few scrub caps helps.
Does she have to go into quarantine after working with patients at Michigan Medicine as an ER nurse?
No, no. As far as, I mean, she's in quarantine just like we all are in the fact that when she goes home, she just stays home. But if the nurses are not, and doctors are not showing any symptoms, they just go on and work as is. And they're not being tested if they're not showing any symptoms. And I guess that's what's true for all of us. But no, she goes home and like she's home now and she'll just stay in her apartment until she works again.
So as the mother, Cindy Lyon, of a young University of Michigan, Michigan Medicine ER nurse on the front lines trying to heal people during this time of the coronavirus pandemic, do you have something you want to say to people to make sure that they are taking these advisories and executive order from the governor to stay home and stay safe? Do you want to add to that at all?
Well, I just can't reiterate enough that people do need to stay inside. I've seen people in my neighborhood get in cars with friends and drive off, younger kids, and I just can't stress enough to stay home. Go out as little as possible, only for, you know, the absolute essentials that you need to live. This is real. It is scary. We just have to take this very, very serious. The more we stay in, the faster hopefully this thing's going to be over with. But I just can't stress it enough.
Unfortunately, I heard from somebody, and again, I'm not trying to alarm people, but they said that until someone knows someone who has the virus, they may not take it as seriously.
I agree. I think that is so true. And this will touch all of us. Everyone will know somebody that has this. And last night I got news of a friend and it just kind of made it even more real, even though it's pretty real in my head already with Christy working there. I can't stress enough, stay inside.
I'll tell you what another medical professional told me, because of course I always talk about my son who is a second year resident.
Yes.
And on the front lines of this. And he said he'll be well protected. He'll be okay. And it helped me to hear that. And hopefully, Cindy, it helps you hear that as well concerning your daughter.
You know, I just can't believe our kids are where they're at, and
right,
they're doing such great things. And I know I'm very proud of Christy, but boy, we didn't think this was going to happen, but there they are.
Well, best of luck to you, Cindy, to stay calm. And we'll be thinking about your daughter, Christy Lyon, a Michigan Medicine emergency room nurse as well. And everybody stay inside and wash your hands. And thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. Same to you.